The scripture reading as well as the text for this morning's sermon are all from Gospel Luke chapter 10 from verse 38 to 42. Now let's read these verses together. Gospel Luke chapter 10 from verse 38 to verse 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." So far with the scripture reading. And after sermon, we shall respond by singing hymn 67, stanzas 1, 7, 1, 6, and 7. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Almost everyone's life is busy every single day. As a parent, you help your child with homework, prepare dinner, take a bath, and put your child to bed. You are busy with things to do with your family. Many of us have a list of to-dos, honey-dos, etc. As a student, you are busy with school and homework. You are busy with sports and band. As an employee or an employer, you are busy with work. As a church member or an office bearer, you are busy with the youth group, school board meetings, committee meetings, consistory meetings, deacon meetings, home visits, and other church business. Those, as mentioned above, are all good things for us to do to serve the church and glorify God. As Christians, we have many appropriate responsibilities. Sometimes, however, good things get in the way of better things when we fail to prioritize our activities properly. When we let ourselves be distracted by the good stuff, then we miss out on the better things. It's well illustrated by the story of Martha and Mary, two sisters. Let's examine this story and see what Jesus' lessons is for us through this story. Therefore, I preach to you this morning under this theme. Jesus calls the believers to the top priority of his presence. Under this theme, we have 2 points to share. At the first point, the contrast conduct of Martha and Mary. And at the last point, the voice of the Lord and our lessons. Now the first point, the contrast conduct of Martha and Mary. Brothers and sisters, our story begins with that as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Chapter 9, verse 51 tells us that Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus was on his way to the cross, on his way to death. He gives a turn to everything that follows. Luke does not say, but John's Gospel tells us that the name of this village was Bethany. It was close to Jerusalem. Martha was the sister of Mary who anointed Jesus' feet with perfume, and the sister of Lazarus, who was raised from the dead by Jesus. That means Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were from one family. Most likely, Martha was the oldest and the head of the house. Gospel John tells us that Jesus loved all three of them. However, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke does not say whether they were Jesus' disciples. Martha welcomed Jesus to her house, showing typical hospitality as Martha's invitation, Jesus came to her house and she became busy serving proper food and drink to her guests. Hospitality then and now was an essential culture norm in the Near East and a hallmark of the early church that followed Jesus. As such, it is essential in the biblical world and Luke's gospel in particular. Therefore, welcoming Jesus, all his disciples, was a sign of receiving the message of the kingdom of God, which is what they proclaimed. To receive the messenger of Jesus is to receive the message of Jesus. So this verse tells us that Martha was a supporter of Jesus. She was doing a good thing by welcoming Jesus into her house. Now Mary sat at the Lord's feet. The original Greek word used here to describe Mary means sitting next to. It encompasses the concept of closeness. So we get a picture of her sitting next to God, enjoying closeness and intimacy in his presence. His posture is important. Sitting at Lord's feet is an ancient tradition where a student would sit at the feet of someone in authority. So in Acts chapter 20, verse 3, we find that Paul was brought up and educated at the feet of Gamaliel, the rabbi in the Jewish law. Thus, her posture indicates that she was the student while Jesus was the teacher. She submitted to her authority. She sat and listened. She was one of those who really listened to his words. However, Mary was doing something women were not usually allowed to do in the first century, becoming a teacher's disciple. Thus, women was exempted from the study of the law. We are not being told what Jesus was teaching. Whatever he said to Mary, she clung to his every word and listened intently to everything he said. In other words, her attention was focused entirely on Christ and his every word. The word of the Lord so attracted her, it was as if she had been carried into another world. The cares of this life had departed, and she was all concerned with the words of life that came from the Savior's heart and lips. Do you feel the peace in Mary's heart? She was at peace, content to listen to and be with her Lord. Her time with Jesus was more important to her than anything else. She was more concerned with being a good disciple than a good hostess. However, Martha was distracted by much serving. So she went up to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." The portrait we see here is that Martha was very busy in her serving. It's understandable, since the disciples were most likely in her house as well. Therefore, she had to prepare meals for a considerable number of people, at least 16. No doubt, she was trying to keep up with social expectations of the time regarding how to treat honored guests. Distraction here means to be pulled away from something. Martha was overburdened by all the work he had to do. Poor woman. We feel for her, don't we? If we use the modern kitchen language to describe Martha's work, the result might be somewhat as follows. She feels she could not possibly take care of all the details of this elaborate meal. Appetizer, salads, meat, vegetable dressing, bread, dessert, and maybe the Chinese sweet and sour, and Dutch croquet, arranging guests around the table, and so on. It's actually a very familiar picture of our lives in the 21st century. Every day, many different demands and concerns are vying for your attention. Each day you feel pulled in another direction. Your job needs you. Your spouse needs that. Your kids need this. The house needs repairs, and so on. Until we are so distracted and frustrated that we cannot seem to get anything done. We wear so many hats every day. We probably often feel like we have more caps on than our hats, don't we? Mary sat at feet of Jesus and listened to him. But Martha was pulled in many different directions. You know what that's like, don't you? You've experienced head over heels, distracted by many jobs. You wanted help but did not know where to turn. We've all experienced this too. In fact, we all are lost like Martha. Martha was not involved in wrongdoing, bad things, or sinful activities. She was serving. In fact, she was serving the Lord, Jesus. What's wrong with that? Martha's problem was that she was too seriously distracted in her serving. As a result, she missed what Jesus wanted her to do that afternoon. She missed the joy of sitting at Jesus' feet, enjoying her presence, and listening to his life-giving word. Martha was so overwhelmed by her distractions that she became angry at being left in the kitchen. She asked Jesus if she did not care that Mary had left her to serve alone. Serve alone. Serve alone was Martha's question in a nutshell. Martha was serving Jesus alone. And we exhausted whenever we do that. Whenever we serve alone or in our own strength. We cannot tell how many times we have tried to serve the Lord alone without stopping to refresh ourselves in the presence of the Lord. We need to know that recuperating in the presence of the Lord is as vital to our spiritual life as it is to our serving itself. Then Martha asked Jesus to command Mary, "Tell my lady sister to come and help me in the kitchen." Of course, these are not our text exact words, but that is what Martha meant. Furthermore, Mary's gesture embarrassed Martha and humiliated the family. Imagine that. A woman sitting at the feet of Jesus, like a man. For Martha, on this occasion, the woman's place was not seated with the guests, but preparing meal for her guests in the kitchen. Martha felt that she had a good reason to be annoyed. In her outburst of irritation, she found fault in Mary and Jesus for allowing Mary to sit there idly. Martha thought that Mary and Jesus were the problems. But the real problem was Martha's exclusion of Jesus. Martha served alone, but it was not Mary's fault. Instead, it was Martha's her own fault. Martha also needed to sit at the feet of Jesus. But yet, she was so busy with the things that she did not have time for Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it is the same problem we face today. As the doers, we must be aware of this. We are sometimes so involved in doing things for church, for Jesus Christ, just so intent on doing things for Him, for church, that we do not spend time in Jesus. We do not spend time in pure communion with Him. We do not spend time listening to His Word. We do not spend enough time in Bible study and prayer. Jesus had to refuse and not grant Martha's request. Jesus would not refuse Mary to sit at His feet. How could Jesus tell Mary to choose distracting, frustrating activities and services over the sweetness of sitting in the Savior's presence and learning from Him? This leads us to the last point. Martha, Martha, Jesus repeats Martha's name as a gentle rebuke. The Lord answered, "You are anxious and troubled by many things." So the truth is, Martha wasn't just upset that Mary wasn't helping. Actually, he was full of worries and concerns. We often blame someone for a small thing when we are just upset about many other unrelated things. Finally, we reach the saturation point, and then we either upload or download on whoever happens to be nearby. Likewise, just as Martha welcomed Jesus into her home, we do praiseworthy things, brothers and sisters, but the result of our busyness are often not good, along with stress, insomnia, headaches, and other physical symptoms. We become like a Martha. We become so overwhelmed by our busyness that we become like her. We become so overwhelmed, then we become self-centered, seeing only what we have to do in the whirlwind of our activities and the world. Even when we serve others, we're trying to include them in our busyness and make them anxious and troubled, as Martha trying to do with Mary. So our busyness and anxiety are contagious. We can become people who often make demands on the Lord. We are too busy to fix our overcommitted life problems by making better choices. So we want the Lord to provide us with the compensation to make things work out perfectly. Lord, please fix this problem for me. Lord, please fix that problem for me. It is how we actually pray. We do not act to solve problems. We want help to maintain or even increase our ability to stay busy. Note that He did not say, Jesus did not say that only one thing was right or important. Jesus did not condemn Martha for her service to him. What she did was neither wrong nor unimportant. However, there was only one true necessary thing. Martha was so involved and distracted by many things that he neglected this truly necessary thing. Only one thing, Jesus says, is really necessary. It is the portion Mary was chosen, sitting at Savior's feet and listening to his words. Martha thought she needed Mary's help. But what she needed was the Lord Jesus. God does not need our services. Instead, we need him. So we need to have our minds and hearts focused on one thing rather than being distracted by many things. When we sit at the feet of Jesus and let him guide our lives, he gathers all the pieces together. Just like a magnifying glass focuses scattered rays of light into a single line, Jesus focuses all the dimensions of our lives into a cohesive Godward direction. Jesus tells Martha, Mary has chosen a good portion. There are many things in life that you can choose. Have you chosen the good portion as Mary did? With the limited time and resources in life, you have to choose something. So then what will you listen to? What will you read? What will you watch? And what will you study? How will you spend your time? You cannot do all it, of course. So you have to be selective. Mary decided to sit at the feet of Christ and learn from him. And it turned out to be the good portion she had chosen. This will help you make all the other right choices throughout the day and strengthen you to keep going forward. But first, you must learn from God and obey his word. Then you must sit beside Jesus and approach him in worship and prayer. For some, this passage, this story, tries to set up a choice for the reader. Do you choose to be Mary or Martha? Do you choose to sit down or do you choose to serve? But this is a false proposition, false dilemma. Here, it is not saying that Martha's choice was wrong, but Mary's choice was right. But that Jesus is with them here and now, and all we need is attention to him and a focus on him. That means that we do not have to choose between activism or contemplation. We must choose a balance that makes us whole, free of distractions and worries. We need to focus on what is essential in faith. Both are important. But you must allow your service to grow out of the way you sit. When you sit at the feet of Christ and learn from Him, you will not serve Christ less. You will not serve church less, but serve Him, serve church better. There is a time to serve and a time to sit quietly. And Jesus says, sit down first. In today's society, busyness is a means of avoiding facing the world's complexities. By staying busy, you never ask yourselves difficult questions. You keep yourselves busy, so you don't need to set priorities. As Christians, we need to slow down. We need to practice the art of vigilance, wait, rest, and be ready to act when required. We may miss the most important opportunities if we are too busy and constantly running around. It is too busy for the church to become bloated with so many projects, so many programs that will forget the most crucial purpose. The wisest thing the church can do is know that it is time to stop some projects. If the purpose of everyone serving Christ has been lost, that is the time to fellowship with God. Study and listen to His Word. Don't forget that only one thing is essential for all your business. It's not the next task on your to-do list. It's not to serve others, but to enjoy the Lord Himself. Jesus tells Martha that Mary's good portion will not be taken away from her. Mary's time spent at the feet of Jesus will not be in vain. That or that something else, this or that dish of food, for example, is a portion that will never be removed from Mary, and for that matter, from anyone who copies her example. But Jesus implying that Martha's extremely zealous actions were being wasted. Therefore, her service would also be taken away, for her action were of no lasting value. Why not? Why not? Because they did not derive from the center, from Christ's strength, presence, and guidance. When serving for Christ, becoming a substitute for a relationship with Christ, it loses its eternal value. We should all ask ourselves, how often in your busy life have you sat quietly at the feet of Jesus and listened to His teachings? How often do you really come to the Lord and listen to His words? Do you have time in your busy schedules? When there is only little time, are you really studying, listening to your word? Are you still busy? Or are you still busy thinking about something else? You see, it's a matter of priorities. While everything you do may be good, beneficial, and even relatable, you got to know that there is nothing more important than being with the Lord and learning from Him. If you are so busy, so you do not have time to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen and learn from His Word, then you really need to evaluate your life correctly because your priorities have been misplaced. If all you know is to be busy for Jesus, for church, or even too busy, then you are really too busy. I heard this phrase recently, and its truth ran true in my heart as I heard it. It says like this: if the devil cannot make you bad, he will make you busy. May we all learn something valuable from Mary's example and Jesus' teaching and take action to make things right. In this way, we can make the right choice, and we need to spend time with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, many of our business and distractions do stem from the noblest intention. We want to serve our church. We want to serve our reformed community. We want to serve God. In fact, what would the church, the Yarrow congregation, will be without the Marthas, the faithful who work in hospitalities and serve to make the church a welcoming and well-functioning community? However, if all our activities leave us with no time to be still in the Lord's presence and listening to God's word, then we are likely to feel anxious and troubled. We will most likely end up with a service that lacks love, joy, and resentment toward others. Both receiving God's word and serving others are vital to the Christian life, as breathing in and breathing out is to breathing. Yet, we often forget to make a deeper breath in. Instead, we're usually trying to serve without being nourished by the word of God, like expecting good fruit to grow from an unrooted tree. This is an exciting lesson for prioritization. God wants us to let go of those things that are not vital and not focus on them. It's this dividing line that can sometimes cause us distress. Martha felt obligated to be the hostess and serve everyone in this case. Maybe there is another way, or it can be put off a little later. We are all careful about many things, but still bothered by them. But few things are worth the time we spend worrying about. God should always be our priority and is the most important. But too often, like Martha, our thoughts and actions are focused on the things that really don't matter. Today, let's start making better choices about what we spend our time doing and worrying about. Sure, we need to take care of ourselves and our lives, but like Mary, let's stop worrying and sit back and listen to Christ as much as possible. Amen.